Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Now we'll hear from Dara O'Kinnage of Kerry and Liam Griffin of Wexford just after 6:30 as they pay tribute to Micheál O'Muirchertaí, who's passed away. Now, a summer UK general election may have been a surprise, but Northern Ireland's political parties have been preparing for this campaign for some time. Some constituencies are much more competitive than others. Our reporter Una Kelly is taking a look at some of the key battlegrounds.
Thanks, Cormac. Yes, voters are going to the polls next Thursday in a Westminster general election that took many people by surprise. Northern Ireland will elect 18 MPs out of 650 MPs sitting at Westminster. And between now and then on Drive Time, we'll be looking at some of the key constituencies. And I'm joined here in our Belfast studio by David McCann, political commentator, and Freya McClements, Northern editor with the Irish Times. David and Freya, you're both very welcome. First of all, we had that very sad news today about Tommy Gorman, former Northern editor at RT, who passed away. David, he was a significant player in journalism here in Northern Ireland.
He was. I grew up watching Tommy. Many of his reports were absolutely iconic in charting the peace process all the way through devolution. And it was a real privilege to actually get to meet him and get to see him in action. He was a stalwart of county centres here, and he was a stalwart of just real political news up here. And look, he'll be so terribly missed.
And Freya McClements, you would have met Tommy many a time.
Absolutely. I mean, we would have been out on the road together on many, many an occasions. The Irish Times and RTE would often, very often have been side by side at these. And I've really fond memories of actually just chatting to Tommy and at the Great Hall in Stormont, or at John Hume's funeral, Seamus Mallon's funeral, all these big events. And he was just an incredible journalist, a wonderful human being, somebody who was always so supportive and kind towards me. And he was also such fun. As David says, he absolutely loved an election campaign, and very much thinking of him today and his family. My condolences to his family and friends and all colleagues at RTE. He really is irreplaceable.
He'll be sadly missed. And now to turn to our election coverage today. We're looking at the Foyle constituency today. So that takes in Derry City and the surrounding areas. It is a heartland for the SDLP, though they have been overall in decline across Northern Ireland. Colm Eastwood, though, the leader of the party, did get a huge majority of 17,000 votes at the last general election in 2019. But since then, Sinn Féin have become the largest party in Stormont and at council level, and they are now challenging him for the seat. Well, they've been asking some voters in Derry what the issues are for them ahead of this election.
Well, the cost of living. You know, people are in poverty. You know, food poverty. They can't afford to feed their children.
And how does that influence what party you might vote for in this election?
Well, to be quite honest with you, love, I am not voting for anybody because they're as bad as each other. They're just, you know, they promise you the world and you get nothing.
I think for Derry, it's getting more investment in the town. I think really that not else really. But like, the local politicians don't have much control over bigger issues, but I think they need to push more for getting more investment in the town. We've always been crying about it probably for too long that we feel we're not getting enough. So I think that's what they need to be pushed for.
And do you think an MP sitting in Westminster can deliver that for Derry?
Well, I don't think Westminster is important. I think the only thing they can do is try and have a profile. But it doesn't matter to us, really, because they can't really do much. There's only one seat among 600 odd MPs. And if government's got huge power, all they can do is try and influence them.
When it comes to voting, I don't really side with anybody. I kind of look and see who's going to do stuff for the people. And at the minute, the people of Derry are struggling. Nobody's doing nothing. So it's really, really hard to vote. I don't want to not vote because I don't want it to be like a lost vote. But it's kind of like, who do you vote for? Because nobody's doing anything. Nobody wants to do anything for the people. Everybody buries their heads until there's an election and then they all show their faces.
What do you mean? What are the issues at the moment here?
Well, like, I'm a parent and I have 3 children, and the cost of living is absolutely shocking. And like, nobody's there doing anything to help me. Do you know what I mean? I work, and it's an absolute nightmare trying to work and juggle childcare, and the costs are crippling.
I think a lot of people would be thinking about the health service if you were very ill and you're waiting for an operation, maybe, you know? I would definitely be voting anyway. So, you know, I like the elections. You know, it's exciting, so it is.
What have you noticed about this campaign?
They're not working as hard as they should be, you know. I think they're very slow in the, you know, leading up to election, you know. They're not, it's not as hyper, you know, as it should be, you know what I mean?
That was the thoughts there of some voters in Derry, their thoughts ahead of this election. David McCann, this is a big battle, really, between the SDLP and Sinn Féin. Can you just give me a brief guide to the Foyle constituency?
Well, it's the only real Sinn Féin SDLP battle left in Northern Ireland. On paper, it's the safest seat in Northern Ireland with a north of 17,000 vote majority. The interesting thing about the surge of Sinn Féin across Northern Ireland is that it has not risen to the same extent in Foyle as it has across the rest of Northern Ireland. So there was about a 4-point swing away from Sinn Féin in Foyle in 2022, while Sinn Féin were gangbusters everywhere else. So this is a city where the SDLP still has some life left in it. It has, of course, been home to three former SDLP leaders. It's been in existence for 41 years, and for 38 and a half of those years, it's been under the control of the SDLP. So again, it really is an SDLP heartland.
Freya McClemens, Colm Eastwood, though, has said he's not taking anything for granted and has mentioned that the last election in 2019 was a very specific election.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, you know, the politician who takes something for granted it wouldn't be wise, shall we say. But I think, I mean, Colm is absolutely right. There was a very particular context in that last election. It happened in 2019. It was right in the teeth of debates around Brexit and the impact on the border, and Colm Eastwood made a very strong case in Westminster for Foyle in that, obviously, a border constituency. It was also in the midst of another collapse of the Assembly, and Sinn Féin took a lot of the blame for that. That said, I mean, I think in terms of this election, obviously, we're 5 years on. David made the point there, but just the size of that majority that Colm Eastwood has, 17,000 votes, is an awful lot to overturn. And I don't think Sinn Féin has done the groundwork in the constituency. I mean, we're still seeing some of the outworkings of the clear out that it had in Foyle after what it deemed as that disastrous election result in 2019 when it lost the seat. And I think that, coupled with some of the things that we've seen Colm Eastwood be really vocal on in terms of Gaza, in terms of support for the Bloody Sunday families, Colm Eastwood would be sensible not to take anything for granted. But I think the SDLP are quietly confident, I would say, and I would be surprised if he didn't retain the seat, albeit with a reduced majority.
And the Sinn Féin challenger, Freya, is Sandra Duffy, former mayor of the city. Tell us a bit about her.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sandra Duffy will not be as well known as Colm Eastwood to people from outside the city, but within the city, she'd be very well known. She was a very popular former mayor. She's somebody, one of these people that you would rarely hear a bad word said about her from people of any political persuasion. You would frequently, if you bump into her out and about in Derry city centre, she always has a smile on her face, and people, she is obviously a councillor in Derry as well, and people in her local area would talk about the work that she's done on the ground. But I think part of the difficulty for Sinn Féin is she was obviously a new candidate, and they had that clear out of the old guard, as it were, after Alicia McCallion was defeated by Colm Eastwood in 2019, and there hasn't really been time for those candidates to bed in. They took a lot of time to choose Sandra Duffy as the candidate, and even in terms of some of the election, the mechanics of the election, because Sinn Féin was tied up with the election in the south when this election was called. Election posters only went up 3 weeks into the election in the north. That's really, really unusual for Sinn Féin. So had they had a bit more time to put in that work on the ground, had they had a candidate who maybe was more of an established name at that Westminster level, those things again could have made a difference. But you would expect Sandra Duffy to poll well. You know, Sinn Féin is strong in Derry. I mean, in the last in the local elections last year, Sinn Féin took more first preferences than the SDLP did. David will have the figures to hand. He is the absolute numbers man. But again, they were strong in the Assembly as well. But in this particular Westminster first past the post election, I think again you would expect that Colm Eastwood would take it for all of these reasons.
And David, something quite particular about the Foyle constituency is the tactical voting that happens there. Can you just explain that?
So basically, because there is not a hope of a unionist MP, obviously the choices between Sinn Féin and the SDLP, some unionists do make a choice. They make a choice if they're maybe DUP or Ulster Unionist voters at a assembly election. Some of them make a choice to vote for the SDLP because, one, they're a more moderate version of nationalism, and also, importantly, they take their seats. So they're typically the unionist vote, and then we saw this from 2019 to 2022. Typically, the unionist vote is about maybe 3 to 5 percentage points lower in a general election than it is versus an assembly election. And who benefits from that? Well, if you take a look at the numbers and the vote tallies, it's typically the SDLP. Now, there has been some talk that Colm Eastwood, because of his, he's seen as a greener SDLP leader, that maybe he won't benefit to the same extent as that. Obviously, last time there was the drive to get out a Sinn Féin incumbent as well. That's not there again, too. So it'll be interesting to see, is that there to the same extent for Colm Eastwood? Because previously, Mark Durkin and John Hume, they would have been seen as a bit more palatable to unionist opinion than maybe Colm Eastwood has been over recent years.
And David, we'll have heard in that Fox there, people talk about issues like health and housing, but how difficult is it for any MP from Northern Ireland to point to tangible results on the ground of what they've been able to deliver?
It's incredibly difficult. So at the last election, 2019, obviously the DUP had held the balance of power in Westminster for 2.5 years. They ran very heavily on their confidence supply agreement and the results they said that had come from that. And one of the reasons why I think they ended up getting punished was because the things that they kept talking up, very few people could see the benefits of. So they talked about extra investment in healthcare, but yet most people couldn't see a GP. So even in Parliament, when Northern Ireland does have the balance of power, it is very, very, very difficult to actually point towards those things. However, though, people like Colm Eastwood will say, look, you need a good standard bearer to go there, to raise the issues and to take on the government. And to Colm's credit, I think he has done a good job of actually making the argument to the British government, and he is most famous for pulling faces behind, he sits behind the DUP, typically pulling faces like when the DUP MPs are speaking.
Freya, very briefly, unionism in Foyle will not be expecting to win, but what will they be looking for in this election? What kind of indication will it give them?
Yeah, I mean, and David's outlined this. There is no unionist seat in a Westminster election in Foyle. The numbers just aren't there. DUP polling around 10% the last time. They will be very happy to come back with that again. Foyle for unionism isn't really about the Westminster seat. It's about ensuring that there is an assembly seat there.
Okay, Freya McClements and David McCann, that's a look at the Foyle constituency there, and we'll be back on Friday with a look at another key constituency in this Westminster election in Northern Ireland.